podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. Today I'm going to tell you about another major loophole for Chinese companies that they can use to rip you off directly. First, I want to remind everyone how to access New Constructs, www.newconstructs.com. Go to the research section of our site. You'll see that there's tons of free research, free stock picks, free ideas, free white papers on all the accounting loopholes. Look, I want you to see all my white papers. I want you to see the list of all the accounting loopholes. I want you to know what they are, and I want you to be able to go look them up yourself, because I want you to be able to appreciate how much work we do. We're covering 30 plus white papers, right? Or we have covering 30 plus accounting loopholes, 30 white papers. Go see all the work that's being done. You'll realize how incredibly valuable our service is, how incredibly well priced it is for you to get protection from all the ways the company can cook the books for as little as $49 a month is a ridiculous deal, a ridiculously good deal. And you know what? It's a good deal on purpose. It's a good deal because, look, I was on Wall Street. I've seen how the sausage is made, and it's not my intention to sell a super fancy high-end product to just a bunch of super fancy high-end hedge fund investors and let them and the rest of Wall Street insiders continue to rip people off. I want this product to be for everyone. I want to improve the efficiency of the capital markets by allowing everyone to make more informed decisions. I think that's the best thing for our country, and I think it's the best thing for my company. I think it's the best thing for me and the people that work at New Constructs. We're doing something that's right for the markets, and we want to make it available to people so that we can all make smarter decisions. So, on that point, let's talk about the huge loophole that China is allowed to go through now. And that's the fact that regulation fair disclosure does not apply to them. I've talked about Reg FD, as it's known, which was first established in the year 2000 on a previous podcast, and I explained how before Reg FD was implemented, companies could do the following. They would find out that they were going to miss or beat their projected earnings number for a particular reporting period. Let's just say for the second quarter, XYZ company realized that they're going to beat their earnings number by a nickel, a major beat. Well, what the XYZ company would do is call up a Wall Street analyst, of course, only the Wall Street analyst that had the best opinion on him, or any of the Wall Street analysts that had a positive opinion on their stock, and say, hey, by the way, we're going to beat the quarter by a nickel. And the Wall Street analyst would say, great, that's awesome. And the Wall Street analyst would in turn call his clients. And of course, he would call his clients in the order of which they paid, you know, by which they paid him. And of course, you know, the highest paying clients get the call first. And those clients could go in and buy the stock ahead of the earnings beat. This was completely legal until Reg FD. And that is a joke, right? Like the fact that that was effectively legal insider trading, you know, and they had to create Reg FD to say, oh, wait, by the way, now let's just be really clear that if the company's going to disclose material non-public information, it has to be done to everybody at the same time, you know, even though that was the spirit of, you know, of insider trading rules from the beginning, right? I mean, it's a joke. Like, oh, we need to have a law that actually says that there's this fair disclosure thing because otherwise people could engage in insider trading and not realize it's insider trading. Are you kidding me? All right, well, the punchline to all this, everybody, is that the Chinese do not have to abide by Reg FD. In fact, Reg FD does not apply to foreign private issuers. Most U.S.-listed Chinese companies are classified as foreign private issuers. And as foreign private issuers, the companies are also not required to file quarterly reports on Form 10-Q or get auditor review of the quarters. Most of the U.S.-listed companies do provide the quarterly results anyway, but they do not usually include an auditor's report. Right. So, and I wanted to point this out. This is something I got from Paul Gillis on his blog, the China Accounting blog. Paul, super smart guy, bringing some real transparency and light to what's going on in China. But in particular, the idea here that the SEC is not going to force China to abide by Reg FD is a joke. I mean, basically, the Chinese folks can completely engage in insider trading. Chinese companies can call their big investors, they can call their analysts and let them know that they're going to be a quarter or do all kinds of things, right? And let me tell you something, Mr. and Mrs. Investor, small-time investor, they're probably not calling you, right? You're not going to be the one that gets the material non-public information. It's going to be some of the big insiders. So yet another reason not to invest in Chinese companies. I think this is really an indictment on regulators in the U.S. And, you know, look, I know it's tough to deal with China, and we know we want to have access to these markets. And most investors really, at the end of the day, do want to have access to some Chinese companies. But we all got to play by the same rules, folks, right? We've all known growing up, if you play in the backyard, you know, no matter what it is, even backyard baseball or basketball, if everybody's not playing by the same rules, ultimately the game is no good. Ultimately the game is no good, even if you do get, you know, a little bit of playtime in. It's fun for a little while, but ultimately it's no good because the people who don't have to follow the same rules will exploit the fact that they have certain advantages. And if they don't, then why wouldn't they just agree to follow the same rules anyway, right? So why insist on having different rules if not to exploit them? And given the track record we've seen with China, you know, well over 100 companies who are under suspicion of fraud, many others that have actually been busted for fraud, you know, this is a huge red flag. A huge red flag that they're not going to be susceptible or not to follow Reg FD. I mean, I think after what I saw on Wall Street, before, during, and after the tech bubble, you know, when I was on Wall Street, and you know, I remember when Reg FD came through, I was like, what? We needed a law for that? What? I was like, and I was on Wall Street. And I knew a lot about whisper numbers, and I knew there were analysts that talked to clients closely, but I didn't know that was being conveyed over to clients. I mean, I was never involved in that. At that time on Wall Street, I was still totally involved in the Value Dynamics framework and building out the global valuation platform. So I wasn't doing a lot of direct company work. And so I had no idea about this, but I was still sort of blown away that all of a sudden now there needed to be a special law that says, oh, by the way, this form of insider trading, well, it's insider trading, and we're going to create a law to prevent it in the future, but everybody gets away with it. Who's gotten away with it up to this point? Yet another slap on the wrist for something that was a huge illegal, I think, in many ways, or certainly highly unethical mode of behavior that was widely accepted and done on Wall Street that was really, at the end of the day, to the detriment of individual and the average investors. And China's not being required to comply with Reg FD is a huge red flag. So if you are going to invest in Chinese companies, you need to be extra careful, which means you need our research, which means you need somebody who's going to at least be looking at all the fine print that they do disclose. Because if we're able to find anything in the fine print that they do disclose, then that's just a super huge red flag. Because we know, based on an earlier podcast, we know that the Chinese auditors, the U.S. branches of Chinese auditors, right? So for all the major players, KPMG, Deloitte, Ernst & Young, and PricewaterhouseCoopers, their Chinese divisions, they are not regulated by the same regulators as our U.S. companies, right? So in my prior podcast, neither the SEC or the PCAOB, Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, can regulate those auditors. That's in another podcast. And also, Chinese companies do not have to follow Reg FD. Red flag one, red flag two. If there's something we find funky in the notes, that's red flag three. That's three strikes, you're out. You shouldn't even think about investing in companies like that.